Welcome back to Pawscast. Thanks for tuning in. I'm June the Fox, and I like musicals, but I'm afraid of informational booze. Oh no, a beer, a detailed beer. Stressful.
And I hated that so much. That was so bad. Are you insane?
And that is one out of 20. I'm here with two of my very supportive friends, I think. I'm here with Terry. Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
And I'm also here with Dameron. Hi, Dameron.
I'm not a sports bra. I do not support you.
Gross. Disgusting. Not on my podcast.
Oh.
So today, we're going to be talking about something that I think we all appreciate, mostly for basic need purposes, but also because we just like flavor. We're going to be talking about food today.
Money. Oh, food.
All right. So Mr. Krabs is on the show. Oh, also, I should mention, we are all having some manner of alcohol.
A little bit, you know.
So what are we drinking today, Sippies. Ladies?
Well, you graciously gave me a Blackberry White Claw.
Yes.
And that's all I have. And I have some water next to me.
I also have water that I'm only touching a little bit, but I'm definitely touching the Blackberry White Claw a lot.
Me too.
And what are you having, Mr. Waffle?
I'm finishing off some peanut butter moonshine because I'm going to need it for this episode.
God,
crazy.
No. You hate food that much.
And he hates us. He hates us.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
We really stress him out.
I really love being here.
So we're talking about food. So to kick us off, we have actually already done an episode on fast food. So now we're sort of switching tack here and we're talking about the other side of the house, which could be virtually anything. Starting off with... I was going to ask what your favorite food is, but I just realized that's a security question on most websites. So make sure to give a not correct answer. So we could do, what is your least favorite food?
I'm already ready for this.
Please do.
Least favorite food ever is potato salad.
Oh.
We're going to fight so hard.
I'm ready to fight.
Oh my God.
You're actually going to get double teamed.
What the hell? Oh my God.
I wouldn't put it as the worst food.
It is the worst food, actually.
Arguably?
Not even arguably. What definitely. The hell? Okay, first of all, it has eggs. Don't really like eggs that much.
Okay.
Second of all, it has mayo. Don't really like mayo that much. All
right.
It's basically a combination of every food that I don't like into one unholy creation of garbage.
That is the most painful description I've ever heard.
The only potato salad that I enjoyed was not made that way. It was a baked potato salad, and it tasted like a baked potato.
Oh, good. So it wasn't a real potato salad.
Yeah. You consider a real potato salad.
Not that.
If it has potatoes in it and it's a salad, it's a freaking
potato salad. Most potato salad is not even about the potatoes either. It's about every other bullshit thing.
You throw in mustard and all
this disgusting. I hate mustard.
So a regular salad is not about the lettuce?
Listen. I'm not a big salad guy in general. I will eat the lettuce by myself. And not have, like, any of the dressings or any of the other stuff.
With nobody else in the
room. Give me the lettuce. Give me the spinach. Give me the everything else.
Yeah.
I don't like the dressings.
No dressings at all. You don't like any dressings at all?
No. Like, ranch? Disgusting.
Okay. What about, like, oil and vinegar?
I don't like vinegar in general. I'll eat vinegar, like, for the health reasons. Like, the apple cider stuff.
Yeah.
But it's like a shot of death. I hate that stuff.
That's real. Okay. No dressings.
No.
So you're just out here raw dogging salads.
Yeah, I raw dog most things.
Damn.
No, like, not in like the horny way either. Like, I don't really like sauces either. Like, you know,
ketchup,
mustard, that kind
barbecue
of stuff.
Sauce?
That can pass. Yes.
Thank you. That has vinegar in it, by the way, predominantly.
But it's with good stuff too.
Yeah.
Like ketchup, I don't like because of the vinegar and the tomatoes.
Okay. But most ketchup is also like too sweet. And, like, trashy.
I just think it's garbage, yeah. Okay. It tastes bad.
All right.
Well, Dameron's looking at me with so much curiosity over there.
That was hard.
Moreover, I'm just trying to think of what I don't like.
Yeah, what is your least favorite food, Mr. Waffle Whiff Waffle Whiff Whiff Whiff?
You know, just jump right over now. Jump right in. Let's see what the wolf has to say about this.
Exactly.
Whiff, 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 and waffle.
Oh, man. See, the first thing that came to mind was the things I would absolutely never try ever, but that's not part of our usual cuisine, so let's... Let's try to focus on things that are readily available within our culture.
Exactly.
Oh.
I really hate Waldorf salad, but this is
more
on the salad level.
Okay. Literally, yes.
What is Waldorf salad?
It's lettuce and green apples and walnuts.
My mom likes that one.
Usually
okay.
With marshmallows, too.
Oh, and then what's the dressing?
You lost me.
Genuinely, isn't it tangy?
It's I don't
eat. Oh my god. Okay. Look, I know we're 5 minutes into recording, but we're already there. Hey Google, what is the dressing in a Waldorf salad?
Oh boy.
Google's out, take a drink.
A traditional Waldorf salad uses a simple mayonnaise-based dressing.
Ew.
Many variations also add lemon juice, sugar, or yogurt for extra flavor.
That doesn't sound awful.
It's not great.
Still a dressing. I don't really enjoy it.
Really, it's like a sweet lemon mayo.
The folks that put marshmallows in it, I hate you.
if you like marshmallows, get out of here. We hate you.
If you get into s'mores, you are no longer allowed here.
S'mores are fine.
All right, well, you better clarify.
Yeah. What I do like about marshmallows is roasting them over a campfire.
I also
burning the fuck out of them.
Yeah.
Eating the char.
Oh my god, I love carcinogens too.
There's been a couple times where I got like the golden marshmallow.
Yeah.
And I just feel like a winner.
One of my favorite things is when you create
hard to do.
Like the charry crust.
I know, that's good, I am.
You create the charry crust and then you accidentally pull just the crust off. And the gooey stuff
it
stays
just goes,
on there.
Bleh.
Yeah.
It goes on the ground
but,
and you just
but
cry.
You eat the crunchies and it's like really good.
Yeah. Yeah, I do that.
I'm not just going to eat the crunchies.
No, you have to.
No.
It will change your life.
It's just crunchy, like carcinogen, like you said.
Yeah. If I could eat cigarettes, right? Like, that's how that would be.
I don't want to eat cigarettes.
I really feel for you guys. I'm so sorry about
so your... So what's your least favorite then, Mr.
Well,
Fox?
Well, clearly it's cigarettes. No, my least favorite...
We're cutting you down to Virginia Slims.
Thank God, because I need to get thin. So my least favorite food... well, you guys know. So I have a thing about stringy cheese.
You do?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Okay, so this is going to bum you out for the rest of your life. So not string cheese. Not the sticks of cheese you can peel them. Not that. What I'm talking about is these dumb motherfuckers that want 300 pounds of cheese on their pizza and there's a big fat cheese pull.
Oh, that's the American dream. What are you talking about?
Well, then I'm not American.
What about Chicago-style pizza?
No. Absolutely not.
No.
That's too much cheese
for you? Because here's the thing. I'm already lactose, so that's problem number one. Problem number two is it's a texture thing. I love cold pizza.
Okay.
Because the cheese has turned into...
It's solidified.
...a solid at that point. Yeah. The cheese pull, I feel like I'm chewing on... How would I even fucking explain this? It feels like chewing on, like, yarn almost.
I would say more like rubber.
Yeah.
But I like it. I love that feeling.
For sure. For sure. It just...
Squeaky cheese? Yum.
But squeaky...
Exactly.
Squeaky is crumbly to me, though. Squeaky cheese crumbles to me.
Are
you talking like a feta?
It could be a feta. It could also... Oh, my God. What's the white cheese that crumbles that's not feta?
I have no idea.
I'm literally going to break my own brain here. It doesn't matter. The point is, though, like, squeak is great. When I feel like I'm chewing on hair and yarn and crap, like, I'm over it. That is the worst feeling in my mouth. Get it out of my mouth.
I don't know.
Is that including, like, all foods that use that type of cheese?
Yeah. Or? So, lasagna, I can't... I know.
Oh, ricotta.
Nope. Ricotta's a cream. It's like creamy.
Oh, yeah. That's
yeah. You're talking about like the melty good stuff, like mozzarella.
Okay.
Or...
So the cheese curds that go on poutine. Before
you
they,
like that?
Before they get warm, they're like crumbly and squeaky, right?
Yeah.
Is that mozzarella?
I think it's mozzarella.
That's mozzarella. I just, whatever. That's
so
mozzarella.
So you like cold mozzarella, you don't like hot mozzarella.
That would be pretty much
there
it.
There you go.
Yeah. But
that,
any yellow cheese that does a cheese pull, like I just can't. It's the worst. So
yeah, I don't really do yellow cheeses.
No lasagna, no pizza.
You're stressing me out.
Cheddar's out too.
Okay, whenever I have a pizza at my house, then I'm just gonna expect you not to eat it.
So I wait for. I'll put it in the freezer.
Are you serious? Like, is that a thing you've done?
So no, I've never. I don't think I've put pizza in the fridge or freezer. Now, what I have done though is when I do order pizza, because I love pizza, I will get like light cheese.
Okay.
Because then it's tolerable. Then I can do that. What the fuck else does... like, nachos when the cheese is melty.
See, like, I love nachos. I just avoid the sour cream and tomatoes.
I avoid the sour cream, for sure.
Yeah.
The tomatoes are life, though.
Mm.
That's fair.
I'm the number one tomato hater.
Oh, my God. So, we actually should talk... We should talk condiments, right? So...
We've been talking a little bit, yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. You don't like tomatoes.
Yeah.
Do you also not like tomatoes, Waffle?
It depends.
Okay.
It really depends on how they're served, how they're cooked, how they're prepared.
So I think we're saying raw tomatoes in this context, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't eat up straight raw potato. Or potatoes.
I don't
tomatoes.
I don't eat up straight up raw potato.
But my grandparents came from the South, and she would slice heirloom tomatoes and just put a little salt on it and just eat the slices.
That's insane. That's a huge Southern thing. Yeah. Even like fried green tomatoes.
You know? Yep, that was a thing too.
I'm glad I live in the North, where civilized people are.
Yep, and no seasoning.
Hey. What are you talking about?
Salt and pepper, woo! Oh, there are certain foods that instantly trigger migraines for me. Okay. Or they used to. So one example is raw celery.
Really?
And raw cucumbers and cilantro.
I know cilantro, but why the other two?
Why? Yeah.
I don't know. I've never known how to explain this to people, and maybe people who are listening will understand this. But like, you know how there are certain foods you eat and bite into and that flavor is like instantly, like there's a specific sharpness to that flavor or an intensity to that flavor.
Mm-hmm.
So you know how cilantro, that's crazy. You know how cilantro is like, it's just so intensely herbal. Like you know how people say it tastes like soap a little bit or kind of like floral, fragrant, whatever. I have that a little bit with celery and cucumbers as well.
Celery
I also have
just
that
water though,
but it's salt. There's a celery salt in there too.
I mean, barely any celery. Like you eat celery just because it's good
fibrous,
for you, and it's
and
very
it burns
like
more
yeah
calories than it does when you actually eat it.
So. For whatever reason, the intensity of that flavor, it like even raw watermelon does that for me sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it like the glucose type of thing?
No, there's just it's. I don't know what it is, but certain foods are just sharp in the wrong way.
But if it's cooked,
so cooked celery, I have to have it in soups, right? So I love that.
Really? Okay. Even cooked celery like by itself? Like let's just say you made a stir fry. Would you put celery in it?
So no. Would I eat it? Probably. Because at least then
you
it's cooked.
You usually still want it to have a crispness.
Yeah,
too.
Like a little crunch.
Yeah, but it then it's not so intensely. It's hard to explain. It's been steamed at that point, right? So even if it's crunchy, there's still a cooking process that's happened. For cucumbers, I love pickles. I love pickles like every fucking day. Say it, Terry.
I don't like pickles.
Oh my god.
That's not what you were waiting for.
No.
Nope. Yeah.
I saw the glint in your eyes and I knew where you were about to go.
Listen.
You hate pickles?
Vinegar again.
Oh my god, you're so right. Mm.
Listen, the roots of all evil are vinegar and tomatoes. There it is.
That's so interesting.
And eggs.
Eggs I have to fight you on.
Eggs are good.
Like
but you like desserts.
I like desserts. I'll have scrambled eggs.
Sure.
But like
which is interesting.
But like mayo, that's egg based.
That's mostly oil, though. It's oil and one egg.
But still, egg-based. Satan.
Crazy. Satan is also egg-based, by the way.
Boiling true. Egg.
Satan is actually just a chicken.
What are you talking
about?
Okay.
Hen.
Anyway.
A hen.
Yeah.
Hens are egg-based.
Tangent.
Oh, I have a riddle for you.
Please tell me.
Let's hear it.
Is it food-related?
It is food-related.
I love that.
It's because you just said egg. Okay. A rooster is on a barn.
Okay.
And it lays an egg. Very top of the barn, you know? Mm-hmm. Very top, tippy top. Which way does the egg roll?
That's interesting. Don't lay eggs.
Right.
There you go. Yay, you got it right.
Oh my god.
Congratulations.
Okay. All right.
Because the way that I normally perceive you is that you're like one of the smartest people I know.
That's a bad perception.
Biggest
okay.
mistake of your life. No.
So the fact, I was like, isn't there another catch besides the fact that you said rooster? Like, that's what I was waiting for.
Damn.
Oh my god. That was stressful. No, actually, it was great. Do you have any other food riddles?
I'll have to think of some, yeah.
All right. Why did the chicken cross the road?
To get to the other side.
Because he was following orders?
Because roosters don't lay eggs.
Boo! Boo you!
I just wanted to immediately go for a callback. I have no idea.
It's as bad as your knock-knock joke.
Oh, my God.
That was a random fox noise. Hee hee. That means it's time to let you know we are on Patreon. If you like this podcast and want to see more, we have multiple subscription options available. You could even get early access to episodes and access to an exclusive group chat. Whoa! Go to patreon.com/pauseplay to learn more and subscribe today. Thank you so much for supporting furry content online. You're amazing! Back to the show.
Yeah. I just remembered this story. This is so funny. I honestly, I don't think I can ever eat monkey bread ever again.
Why?
Why not?
Because this one time, I think it was my mom. She used to make monkey bread like all the time when we were growing up. Mm-hmm. But this one time, it was so underbaked. Like the so outside good. And the top was like, oh, it looked crusty and like cinnamony.
Yeah,
and like
good.
But the inside was, I'm not even like,
it was just batter.
Fucking
it reminded
raw
you
dough.
Of that cheese.
No.
No, no, no. It just, if you've never eaten just straight up like raw biscuit dough ad nauseum, literally, it's quite literally the worst feeling in the world. Yeah. I will never get that taste out of my mouth ever. Like, I viscerally remember it now as we're talking about it.
I have a food story.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Once food was ruined for me for a weekend.
Uh-oh.
So, I, you know, I wasn't feeling too good one weekend. And went over to my parents. I was feeling fine when I went to my parents. And they gave me some leftover. It was like rice, lentils, chicken, all those good shit. So I eat it. And then a little bit later, I start to feel really, really bad.
Oh, boy.
This is actually the first weekend that Selby came up to visit. Friend of mine. And so first time we ever met in person, I'm starting to get very sick.
Ooh.
Like, I'm like having chills, like coughing, dying and stuff. And then I still have this taste of just awfulness in my mouth from this like lentils and chicken and like rice and stuff.
Oh my God.
And so like everything I eat just tastes like garbage.
Yeah.
I went to go get Arby's, specifically some curly fries, because I'm like, okay, fast food, super fried, probably tastes fine.
And curly fries fix everything.
It tasted like the worst thing I've ever had in my life. Like, I could barely even finish them. They were like, I had to throw the food away, because like, I could not finish it.
This sounds like some serious PTSD.
Like, for real.
You're looking like you're getting sweaty on your brow.
Oh, no, absolutely, for real. Like, this stuff, it fucked me up for life.
You can never have curly fries ever again.
So here, yeah, that's kind of the thing. So like,
damn, dude.
Like that, the rest of that night, and then the next day I was like super sick. I could like not even get out of bed.
Oh
like,
my, you got some food poisoning.
Yeah,
for sure.
Probably. And then even now, like whenever I eat Arby's, I love Arby's usually.
Yeah.
But if I eat curly fries, every once in a while I get that taste of just like bile, awfulness in the back of my throat. I'm like,
yeah.
Ugh.
You have to like actively meditate and sever that one neuron that did that too.
Exactly.
Because like curly fries are the God's gift to earth.
Oh,
you know?
I agree usually, but just sometimes I'm just like, I smell it. I'm like, oh no, not again.
Yeah. Fuck, that's rough. Well, Dameron, do you have a food poisoning story?
Food poisoning story. Where I gave it to somebody or had it happen to me?
No. Do you have both? Oh, no.
Yeah, so when it comes to food poisoning, are you the top or the bottom?
Oh, God. I can't really think of any food poisoning stories that really... It's usually you get the stomach discomfort, the cramps, and the diarrhea and throwing up.
I can't wait for the audience to just listen to this and just go like, ugh, in their chair. Like, just and, like, kind of like get a shiver.
And somebody's been on the highway for 20 minutes and they're like, I need to pull over now.
Strangely enough, it's not typically like from right foods now. Being undercooked. It's usually just something that was not, it had too much bacteria in it or something like that.
Wasn't it one time when you, didn't we get like the salmon paloba or whatever the, didn't
oh,
you get
salmon? It was the shrimp.
Yeah. What was it called?
We went to a Mediterranean place and it was shrimp.
I said paloba, but that's not right at all.
It's not paloba. It's so it, yeah, it was shrimp galaba. And
was it shrimp?
Oh, yeah,
I had
salmon. It was the shrimp. It was zesty shrimp galaba.
Remember the waitress was helping you eat the shrimp?
She was trying to show me how to eat shrimp properly. Like I was leaving too much of the meat in the tail. And maybe.
A thing you've never said before.
Maybe that had something to do with it. Like the waitress fingering my food.
Oh. So. Why do you have to say it that way?
Because she was.
She was, I mean, she apologizing, like, but trying to show me how to properly eat a shrimp, you know? Taking it out and, like, I wasn't getting all of the meat out of the tail. I was just biting it and tearing it off.
Yeah.
But I got pretty sick after that.
Yeah.
Woof. I, like, anything, food is my love language.
Yeah.
Every time. Like, I'll eat everything except for, you know, all the things I've talked about earlier.
I was like, that's crazy.
So when food does something bad to me, I'm devastated.
Yeah. The worst food poisoning I ever had, one of the worst. This was pretty bad. You know Totino's, they make the pizza rolls.
Yeah.
Tostinos. So they also make Tostino's. Right? There's Totino's as well. I think they're two different things.
No way.
Maybe I'm making shit up. Oh, this might be
I
a.
Think there's only Tostitos.
There might be a Mandela effect
that's,
happening right
that's
now.
That's for you.
The Berenstain. Sure. The Berenstain.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, so they make individual self-serve.
Yeah, Totino.
That I was right.
Totino, Tostino.
Totino.
Yeah.
No, it isn't. I was, Tostino. Because you said Tostino.
No, Totino pizza rolls.
So one of the fucking companies makes penis. Individual self-serve pizzas, and they're frozen pizzas. I heard what you said. And the frozen pizzas. So I had the Supreme. We used to have them a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how the crust is like really thin, kind of basically dough. It's not like real pizza dough. You
yeah.
Know? It's not really crusty at all.
It's cardboard at that point.
It's basically mm-hmm. cardboard. So Sorry. Had them a lot. I had the Supreme one night. You know, I think I don't really remember, but I feel like I had dinner at a normal time. And then a couple hours later, I went to bed or whatever. Well, and I, by the way, I was like maybe 10 years old. Like this is a while ago. So I wake up, I think I'm like sleeping on my side or something, and I crack open my eyes, and there is quite literally chunks of food.
Don't say that.
All over the pillow.
No.
You threw up on yourself.
The blanket. And then I sit up, and I'm like, oh, this is not over. So I get up, and I instead of going down the hallway the other way to the bathroom, I was like, I need help. So I think, because I'm clever, I'm going to go down a whole flight of stairs to get to the other bathroom that I feel like is closer in my addled mind.
Mm-hmm.
When I tell you I'm crawling to the top of these stairs.
No.
And the top of the stairs was as far as I got.
And then all over the place?
All over the... Dude, no. it looked like The Shining.
Shining? What about The Exorcist?
Would I tell you that... That the carpet on those stairs stayed a little bit red for as long as we lived there.
Oh.
Like there was maybe orange, but I mean there was just that tinge, you know, like permanently stained.
Oh my god!
We had a very sick fox on our hands.
I was a young kitsune punching up everything.
That's. I'm glad that we chose to. When we're talking about food for this podcast episode, we talk about how much we've gotten sick from eating food.
Where's the happy place?
There's someone out there who's like, "Ooh, I'm going to listen to this food podcast while I'm eating food," and now they're just their entire dinner's ruined because of us.
I will say though, I think I think gluttony is the American staple when it comes to food.
Yes,
and so outside of food poisoning, this does happen a lot.
Like, oh no!
Oh my god. All right, well...
Can we end with a happy note?
We're going to end with a happy note. We'll do one more question. So, what was your favorite food growing up?
I mean, it definitely changed over the years. I'll say a couple, if that's okay.
Of course.
Yeah, so one of my favorite desserts as a kid growing up, I remember we used to go to this kind of local market and stuff. Like, it was like family-owned grocery store type of thing. And they had rice pudding there.
Oh, yeah.
It was rice pudding with some cinnamon.
And yeah. Cozy.
It was very cozy.
Oh, it's like horchata.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
Rice, cinnamon.
Yeah, exactly.
That's cool.
But it is, like, every time I eat rice pudding now, I'm just like, man, I can still, like, picture myself as a kid, like, watching TV and eating rice pudding with my mom.
That's awesome.
Yeah. The other one that is more of just, like, favorite food growing up, it used to be Kraft mac and cheese.
Of course.
Of course. You know?
We stan.
You stan.
Of course.
Then I grew up and my tongue got better and I got to the better thing. Chicken pot pie.
Okay. I could see it.
Mm-hmm. Chicken pot pie with veggies, potatoes.
Veggies and meat.
Yum. Like it is the full meal with everything.
You know, we haven't even talked about like perfect foods yet, but chicken pot pie is arguably a well-rounded dish.
It is the perfect food.
Yeah.
I need to learn my mother's recipe and try it out.
Yes. The real trick to that is learn how to make a pie crust. Love yourself. Truly.
We my family always used like a Pillsbury.
Well, yeah, we'd get store-bought too.
And Dune is looking at us like we kicked a baby.
Just buy a fucking pastry cutter.
Keep it simple.
I don't have time to do that shit.
Okay.
I'm going to get one that takes 2 seconds to put on.
So Marie Callender's.
No, we don't get frozen.
No.
The fact that Terry did not know the frozen food brand actually made me have more hope for you.
Yeah, I don't really eat that much frozen food.
That's good. Go on the record and tell people.
Yeah, for the record, the only frozen food I eat is ice cream.
So no.
And sometimes some frozen. Oh, that's true. and frozen corn dogs sometimes.
Are you team ice cream sandwich?
Ooh, I'm definitely mega team ice cream sandwich.
Okay, that's fair. So chicken pot pie and cinnamon rice pudding.
Rice pudding,
yeah. Which is lovely. Mr. Dameron, favorite foods growing up?
Growing up? My mother always made a really good beef stroganoff.
Sure, sure.
And I remember eating that a lot as a kid. And then talking like family recipes, my grandmother on my father's side, it was always her green beans, pintos, and cornbread.
Sure.
Oh, I didn't even think about like family recipes.
You did have some soul food growing up. That's awesome.
Mine was matzo ball soup. My grandma would make it. Oh my God.
That's real.
Yum.
My favorite foods growing up. So this is really tough because my dad and his family are from Louisiana. Mm. So I had access to everything, but especially Cajun food.
Yum.
So like, I remember taking trips down there and eating like real cornbread, real crawfish, real po' boys. Like,
as opposed to fake cornbread.
Tell me about your real cornbread.
No, because in the North, you don't get real cornbread. I'm so sorry.
What's the difference? Like, elaborate.
Okay, I want to hear this because I want to see if his real cornbread is similar to my cornbread.
Okay, so look. Up North, cornbread is Jiffy. Quintessentially, every variety of cornbread you get up North is... Like, the Jiffy cornbread is the hybrid of all the cornbreads you get up North.
Okay.
It's pretty much... I would call that the cross-section. Down South...
It's still Jiffy, but with spices.
No. It's absolutely not Jiffy.
Aunt Jemima.
No. No, it's not even her. No? It's not even her. Nope. That cornbread is love. It's fluffy. There might be a honey and a butter. There might even be a savory moment. There might be real
savory. There might be. That's what I'm talking about.
I want you to just pause for a second. All right. Okay. I feel very strongly about that.
Okay. Let's hear it.
There might be corn. There might even be like a jalapeno cornbread. There might be a cheese cornbread. Okay.
You lost me.
I know. Because you and green things sometimes.
How do you make your cornbread?
I like green things.
You do.
Tell me about how you make your cornbread.
I don't make it.
How did they make your cornbread when you ate it?
I don't recall. But they made it fully from scratch and all that.
Okay. I make it fully from scratch when I make it.
I know, but you're up here.
Cast iron skillet in an oven.
Of course.
Okay.
Of course.
And the Michigan loses the
now,
flavor.
We're talking cornbread for me is it is not sweet. It is crumbly. You want to crumble it up in something.
But cornbread is too dry.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
No.
We're not talking.
It's
this,
not stuffing.
We're not talking this Johnny cake sweet. Finding it at Boston Market.
I want a hunk of it with butter, and then I want to eat the shit out of it.
You could definitely throw butter on it.
And just have a biscuit at that point.
That's what that basically is.
Having your cornbread.
I thought you like biscuits.
But it's not biscuits because it's not wheat. It's corn.
It's corn flour.
Okay.
Yeah. More gritty.
Yeah.
Grittier.
Okay.
If you like grits, like the same idea.
You bite into it, it shouldn't be cakey to me.
Oh,
it should be crumbly.
Cakey.
Crumbly for sure, but also fluffy.
The variants too, that yes. Fluffy, crumbly. Now the variants that you described, we've had that. You know, you throw some jalapenos in there or you throw some cheese in there.
But the staple is the butter. It's fresh out of the oven, it's butter. None of this crumbling it over, whatever the hell you were about to crumble it over.
I just remember.
I crumble it over my pintos and stir it in.
Oh, you do it with beans.
Yeah.
Beans and corn. Corn
That's
and beans.
That's what I said. Green beans, cornbread, and pintos.
Yeah, but not all in. You didn't say it was all together like that.
Well, you separate it and then.
And then what?
You can eat, you know, take a bite out of it and then have a bite of this, or you could crumble it over your pintos.
You're talking me through each bite. I love this tutorial right now.
I just remember...
Hey, both of you might find this to be the same. Your arm is a lever, and every time it moves towards your face, your mouth opens, especially when you're eating something.
Yeah.
Don't eat bad food. There we go.
Moral of the story is, fuck food poisoning. Cooking is good for you, and please eat your fucking salad.
Yeah. And cornbread is pretty mid.
Up North.
Okay, there we go. I forgot that part. Oops, my bad.
Yeah, mine is Southern cornbread.
Okay. Southern cornbread is the best. Okay. Anyway, that was it, guys. That was it from us. We talked about food for a minute. So thank you, Dameron, for helping me talk about calories.
Yeah.
Thank you, Terry, for helping me talk about green things.
You know.
So, guys, get in the comments. What's your favorite food growing up? What's your least favorite food? Do you have a food poisoning story? Let's avoid security question answers. But do get in the comments. Let's talk about it because I could talk about food forever. Don't forget to like, subscribe, click the bell. We'll let you know when another episode is coming out.
Unless you're on Spotify, then do none of those. Just follow us.
Yeah, just follow us. Follow us on all the things, all the platforms.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, thanks for tuning into Pawscast. We'll see you in the next episode. Bye.
Farewell.
Bye.